Hi, Jim Paoletta here. I'd like to take a few minutes to discuss with you BHRT and the maintenance of brain function. We'd like to discuss maintaining brain function, preventing cognitive decline, and BHRT interactions affecting mood disorders, and the different mechanisms by which these hormones act. Because female sex hormones, especially estrogen, have complex effects in the central nervous system, changes during menopause may cause or at least contribute to dysfunction in numerous brain functions, including sleep, mood, and cognitive performance. The concern with development of memory problems, cognitive decline, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease is a strong motivating factor for replacement of hormonal deficiencies. Estrogen affects many systems of the brain, increasing availability of serotonin, acetylcholine, and norepinephrine, and enhancing transmission of dopamine. In the brain, estrogen has fast-acting and short-duration non-genomic effects, as well as slow-acting and long-lasting genomic actions. Non-genomic mechanisms include an increase in excitability of neurons, activation of intracellular signaling pathways, modulation of proteins, and protection against neuronal damage. Estrogen can affect mood via its neurotransmitter effects. Estrogen stimulates a significant increase in dopamine 2 receptors, whose dysregulation is associated with mood disorders and schizophrenia. Estrogen also affects the synthesis, release, reuptake, and breakdown of serotonin. Estrogen is neuroprotective, boosts the metabolic function of the brain, and has effects on the nerve communication systems that project messages throughout the cortex and hippocampus. Estrogen replacement has demonstrated improved learning, memory, and old knowledge. Estrogen replacement also improves episodic memory and verbal fluency, and it reduces senile dementia. By modulating the expression of apolipoprotein E gene, estrogen may affect the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Researchers in a 1996 study found a 54% reduction in the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease in those patients that had taken estrogen. These women had been tracked for up to 16 years. In another study from 1996, scientists found that estrogen reduced by 50% not only the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, but it also delayed the onset of disease, even in those with an increased hereditary risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. A more recent study conducted on almost 2,000 older women in Utah revealed that women who had taken ERT were 40% less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. Furthermore, the longer they were on estrogen replacement therapy, the lower was their risk. There are numerous articles that support estrogen replacement for protection against and treatment of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Even the weakest bioidentical estrogen, estriol, has a great propensity, greater than that of estradiol or estrum, for inducing ganglion nerve cell proliferation in the brain, reducing the autoimmune demyelinating disease, and it is used in the treatment of multiple sclerosis. Frederick Naftolin, MD, professor and chairman of Yale Medical School Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, explained the importance of estrogen on brain function by stating, quote, "There is not a cell in the brain that is not directly or indirectly sensitive to estrogen," end quote. Because estrogen promotes neuroregeneration and increases excitatory tone in the brain and increases neuroplasticity, it should be considered for replacement therapy for women who wish to reduce their risk for cardiac or cerebral arrest. And speaking on testosterone, mechanisms by which testosterone can improve cognition and prevent cognitive impairment include modulation of neurotransmitters, stimulation of neuronal connectivity, decreased beta amyloid peptide production, and prevention of NMDA excitotoxicity. A high free testosterone index has been associated with lower risk of Alzheimer's disease, and a low total and free testosterone level associated with executive functional performance in Parkinson's disease. Small trials in older men given testosterone have reported improvements in visual, spatial, and working memory function and improved mood. Both estrogen and testosterone increase limbic stimulation alone and work better together. Speaking of progesterone, an aging nervous system is sensitive to the neuroprotective and promyelinating effects of progesterone for preventing and possibly reversing age-dependent changes and dysfunctions. Donald Stein, PhD, professor at Emory School of Medicine and a leading researcher in the field of neurosteroids, has stated that progesterone is an important neurotropic agent that plays an important role in reducing and preventing motor, cognitive, and sensory impairments that can accompany sequence in both males and females. Progesterone displays the overall qualities of a classical neuroprotectant. Progesterone promotes neurodegeneration by several different actions, including reduced inflammation, swelling, and apoptosis, thereby increasing the survival of neurons. And it promotes myelin production by oligodendrocytes and Schwann cells and the formation of new myelin sheets. Progesterone can be used as a neuroprotective and a neuroregenerative agent in stroke and traumatic brain injuries. Neuroprotective effects and benefits have been shown in traumatic brain injury, induced ischemia, spinal cord lesions, and motor neuron disease models. Progesterone in both males and females with post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, or spinal cord injury reduces the consequences of the injury cascade by enhancing antioxidant mechanisms, reducing cortical infarct volume, reducing immune inflammation, reducing cerebral edema, altering glutamate receptor activity, stimulating axonal remyelinization, and enhancing sympathogenesis and dendritic arborization. Synthetic progestins, in contrast, tend to decrease excitatory tone in the brain, reduce dendritic spines, and reduce cognitive performance. Finally, pregnenolone sulfate, DHEA, and DHEA sulfate. These all affect neurotransmitter systems involved in memory, motor control, and behavior. All three are negative non-competitive modulators of GABA-A receptor and positive modulators of NMDA receptors, and have been implicated in mechanisms of cognition, neuroprotection, and neurotoxicity. The neuroprotective effect of DHEA and DHEA sulfate has been attributed to several mechanisms, including conversion to estradiol, an anti-glucocorticoid effect, free radical scavenging, inhibition of cytokine production, and activation of survival pathways. Pregnenolone sulfate, DHEA, and DHEA sulfate all also increase the release of acetylcholine and dopamine. Obviously, the aging brain and nervous system need physiological hormone balance to maintain proper function and prevent cognitive decline and associated disease states related to aging. Thank you very much for listening.